We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings along with Miss Sammy Quiggins. Miss Sammy, how are you today?
I'm good, good. I think I've got my appetite back. I've been cooking more.
Well, there you go. We were talking before we started recording that today we're going to kind of go a little south of the border.
I know. I seem like I'm really into that. You know, our family goes to McGill's once a week and we really enjoy that. Uh-huh. Whoever can go, go. Sometimes we have a big crowd and sometimes we just have a few of us, you know. They got some pretty good stuff, and then I don't have to cook that.
There you go.
I really like that. I got a slow cooker green chili pork tacos. You take a 4-pound boneless pork loin, you know, which is on sale a lot of times. And
sure.
You can buy a whole one where it's really cheap, and you can have part of it sliced into cutlets, and you can have a roast or different kinds of roast. But this, I'll tell you the rest of my story after I give you the recipe.
Okay.
4 pounds of boneless pork loin, a half a cup diced onion, a 10-ounce can Rotel diced tomatoes with green chilies, 16th-ounce jar of salsa verde, you know, that's the green salsa, 3 limes juice, 1/2 teaspoon garlic sauce, 1/2 teaspoon chili powder, and 3/4 teaspoon ground cumin. You spray your slow cooker with nonstick cooking spray. I have a slow cooker now that I can brown stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
They were kind of expensive, and I would never buy one, and Nora wanted one, too. So we made an agreement last year before Christmas that we'd each buy the other one. Which was, you know, kind of cheating. But
yeah.
Anyway, it browns it. But you don't have to brown the pork. But I like a lot of things brown. And I probably would, before I even had that, I would probably brown this in a skillet. But you don't have to. You spray your slow cooker with nonstick cooking spray. Place the pork loin in the bottom of the cooker. With a fork, jab the top of the meat every inch or so. And add the remaining ingredients and cover with the lid. Cook on low 6 to 8 hours, depending on your slow cooker. When cooked, remove pork and shred with forks or your stand mixer using the dough hook. Add pork back into the slow cooker and stir to combine. Serve with tortillas, sour cream, and shredded cheese, or any of the things you like on tacos,
right.
Lettuce, but I really did not shred mine. I kind of just cut it into chunks and slice it up. I like
okay.
It better that way. I mean, you can shred it, but, you know, just kind of bigger pieces and cut it up. Or really, if you wanted to, you know, you could just slice that seasoning's wonderful on it. You could slice that and have spaghetti or mashed potatoes and make that as your meal.
Sure.
Pork loins are very versatile.
We normally will do a pork loin about every week to 10 days.
Well, they're really a good buy.
Yes.
I mean, it's all food. And a lot of times if you buy the whole one, the price are, or you can buy even a half one at the grocery.
Mm-hmm.
And you could probably have, you know, 4 or 6 slices of that, cut them off yourself, and have pork cutlets or fry the pork chop tasting thing. I like it just roasted in the oven. You know, I think I've given that recipe where I roasted in the oven and baste it with cream.
Mm-hmm.
While it's cooking, a little bit of cream and then add a little milk to that drippings and make gravy.
We'll take it and wrap it in bacon.
There we go, Mike.
Yes.
Bacon makes everything better.
And we make a sauce with spicy brown mustard and brown sugar. And you ladle that over it as it's cooking and it cooks in and it makes a very nice sauce. Then you have the pork loin and the bacon, which two different flavors.
Yep.
Very good.
And I'm sure that sauce where that cooks in the bottom.
Yes.
Take that off and thicken that or do a little something to that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's wonderful.
It is.
We did the cream one. You know, I've done that for years. And you don't put a lot of cream, but you just baste it occasionally while it's the bacon with a little whipping cream.
Right.
And then I usually put a little milk and cornstarch and thicken that. And it's great on mashed potatoes or a biscuit or probably just eat with a spoon.
What else do we have today,
Miss Sammy? Taco meatloaf.
Okay.
I'm really into this, you know. And it tastes like a taco. And I mean, probably your kids would like this. And I made a meatloaf this weekend. You know, we gave meatloaf recipe a week or two ago.
Uh-huh.
I made it. And Chuck, you know, had been on a trip and he hadn't eaten beef. And I said, do you want a meatloaf? And so that Sunday I cooked a meatloaf and it turned out pretty good. I used that recipe that I gave only I put some green peppers in it. I like green peppers.
Mm-hmm.
I chopped those and put in it. And it was pretty tasty. If I did cook it.
Well, how do you make a taco meatloaf?
Okay, 2 pounds of lean ground beef, 1 1-ounce package of taco seasoning mix. And I buy taco seasoning mix in a jar or in a bag, one of the spice places I order from.
Mm-hmm.
And so you would probably put a couple of tablespoons. It's probably what's in a package. And I used to buy the package all the time, but I like having the jar of it. 2 eggs, 1/2 cup of sour cream, and plus some more for serving if you want to. A cup of crushed tortilla chips, which is it's different where we use crackers, oats, bread, different things. Salt and pepper to taste. And 3/4 of a cup of a Mexican cheese, more for serving it. You preheat your oven to 350 and spray a loaf pan with nonstick spray. Or you could just make your loaf and put it in a pan, which is usually what I do with a regular meatloaf, too. It's just forming in a loaf type and baking right. in a 9x13 pan. But I have a loaf pan, so I can use that. But I'm stuck on 9x13 pans, as you all know.
Well, I will tell you, at the house, we use the disposable aluminum ones. And you cook it up and just toss it away.
Toss it away. You combine all your ingredients except the cheese with your hands and form in a loaf and place in the pan, covered with foil. Bake an hour and 15 minutes. Remove the foil, top with cheese, bake 5 minutes more. And then you can serve it with taco toppings like lettuce, cheese, tomatoes, avocado, black olive, sour cream.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good, that cheese on top of it, you know. And I know quite a few people that put cheese in meatloaf or use
yes.
cheese on top of it. But this taco one, everybody likes Mexican food. And it's got a good seasoning and a good taste to it.
And you mentioned the kids would probably like this one. And I can see why. That sounds like something. It's almost a hamburger. It's
almost a taco.
Almost a taco.
It's good. We got time for another one?
Let's go for it.
I got a cattle drive casserole, and this is kind of like, you know, the things that I've given, only it's different. You know, where you use a Bisquick in it, and it makes the crust on top.
Uh-huh.
But this one is different from what I gave before, which was a cheeseburger one and a lasagna. It's 1.5 pounds ground beef, 3/4 cup onion, 1 bell pepper diced, 1 taco seasoning packet, which here we go with the taco seasoning, 1/2 cup of sour cream, 1/2 cup of mayonnaise, 1 cup of cheddar cheese, shredded and divided, 1 small can diced green chilies, which I like those, and 1 can of Rotel diced tomatoes with green chilies, 2 cups of Bisquick, 1 1/4 cup water divided. You preheat your oven to 350. Brown your ground beef. Drain off grease. It seems like my ground beef, I don't have any grease. Somebody had given me some ground beef where they had killed a beef. And when I made chili, it wanted to stick to the skillet. I had to put a little bit mm-hmm. of olive oil when I was browning my beef. And if you buy the good grade of ground beef,
right.
you don't. But the other ground beef's fine, and just pour it out in a colander and let it drain off that grease, because we don't really want the grease in
no.
You add in diced onion, bell pepper, taco seasoning, and 1/2 cup of the water to the pan. Simmer approximately 10 minutes until onion and pepper are softened. In a separate bowl, combine sour cream, mayonnaise, 1/2 cup cheddar cheese, and green chili set aside. Stir the Bisquick and 3/4 cup water. You might need a little more water to make a soft dough. You spray your 13x9 baking pan. There I am with that 13x9 baking pan with nonstick spray. Press the dough into the bottom of the pan and bake 5 minutes. On top of the biscuit layer, spread ground beef mixture. Next, add a can of Rotel spreading over ground beef mixture. Then spread the sour cream mixture and end with the remaining shredded cheese up sprinkled over the top. And you bake it 30 minutes. Sounds pretty good, too.
It sounds very good. And again, not too complicated.
Not too complicated. I mean, there were some things, but, you know, Rotel tomatoes are really easily, and I always try to keep a can or two of diced green chilies, because there's a lot of things that I really like those in.
Absolutely. And if you've got the can of Rotel and you've got some chili beans, you've almost got a meal
right
made there.
Right there.
Just
like
add a little ground beef.
We talked about making chili. You
sure.
know, those Rotel tomatoes are wonderful. And I'll tell you something else that I will a lot of times, if I'm making chili, and you could put this in here too if you wanted to, because I'll have salsa. We'll only eat 1/2 a can of it, maybe.
Yes.
1/2 a jar. And it sits in the refrigerator. And I buy the fresh sometimes at Kroger and different places. If you're going to make chili or meatloaf or something, dump that salsa in there. If you don't want it to go to waste. And you can dump that in there, and it really gives it a good taste too.
Absolutely. Well, Miss Sammy, tell them what we always say.
Oh, don't ever trust that skinny cook, which means I'm very trustworthy.